Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. And don't forget, you can hear Dee every week on the Al Cole People of Distinction Network, compliments of Live 365 Radio. You can also find Dee on Women's Radio. To join Dee now, call 646-915-9919. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, you beautiful people. I'm back. Oh, my God. It's so good to be back with you. And don't freak out that Stephen hasn't been on to get your names, because he wasn't able to be with us today. So we're not pre-screening. I'm just going to be taking everybody in the order that I see them on the switchboard here. Anyway, of course, I have like months to tell you about, but it was just a grand and glorious vacation and experience in my life. Started out, as you know, at Nadia's wedding in northern Italy on this beautiful coastal town. Oh, breathtaking, right over the ocean. Such a special time to share with my good friend. And I know she was with you last week and just said she had a ball with everybody. And I want you to hear, she said, you know, Dee, I love doing your show because everybody takes responsibility for themselves. And they know that that's what it's about. And, you know, we just all get together for guidance and enlightenment. And I went, yeah, those are my people. That's right. Don't fix me. Just guide me so I can heal myself. I love that. I love that comment. And then, of course, we went to Amsterdam, got to see some of you there, which was really very special for me. We joined the Viking River cruise there, went all through little towns in Germany, Nuremberg, which, oh, kind of a downer experience in that one, Vienna. And then we extended it, of course, two more days in Rome. And, oh, my God, you guys, I just loved Rome. Can't tell you how much I loved Rome. But throughout these 3.5 weeks, you know, I was very conscious of being conscious and going, okay, what am I supposed to really get here? What am I supposed to be putting together, being conscious about? For want of a better word. And the more I asked, the more the same thing became revealed to me. We visited, you have to understand, all these beautiful, incredible, amazing churches and monasteries and museums. And a pattern started to emerge for me about how everything combined the sword. Now, of course, a lot of this was settled by Rome. So you would see in the statuary and in the paintings soldiers with their swords, angels with their swords, right? Next to angels and cherubs, and also the celebration of wisdom and knowledge. And it occurred to me how collapsed all this has gotten within our DNA together. That and when I was sitting here quietly this morning, going, what's the easiest way to put it together for everybody so I can get right to the calls? They gave me the end of the Lord's Prayer, for thou art the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. And I think that's pretty accurate about what I saw all across Europe in these incredible places that were you know, created in the 1600s, most of them, or before, that in order to attain the kingdom of God, the power and the glory to do that comes from the battle. And if that is ingrained in our DNA, I want you to just take a moment, because our intention is to live as in the experience of the kingdom all the time. Divine love, acceptance, what's the word they're trying to give me is global experience of happiness and joy. That's the kingdom that we are pursuing, that we have always wanted, that the quote-unquote kingdom of God has always promised. And in order to achieve that, we must bring out our swords to fight for the glory of the right to have that. So, you know, whether it's money, whether you've lost a job and are trying to get back again, you've lost your health, trying to create the health all over, I'm inviting you to put down the sword. Put down the sword, use that energy and direct it through divine love. Now, I mean, it was just so in my face by the end. And then, of course, we ended up in Rome, which was all about, you have the Vatican, which is the religious power of the world, in the same city with the Colosseum, where a lot of great battles took place, and was the seat of the Roman Empire, which, of course, won its grandeur and glory through the battle with the sword. So I invite you to look at that in your lives today, to go into the experience of the kingdom just because you create it that way, and to literally put down your swords. The other thing that was so incredulous to me was you have to understand, and the channel, I don't happen to think that this is a mistake at all. The channel oftentimes gives me things backwards and then says, now read them from the left to the right now. So we started in all these little towns, which all had been quite affected by the Roman Empire. Probably wouldn't be there without the Roman Empire. Then later on, affected by the Nazis and the Cold War and the fascists. And what occurred to me, and it was so incredulous if you saw it, that the Romans in like 600 AD, the knowledge that they had about how things were built and industrialization was unbelievable, you guys. I mean, they had, you know, perfect sewer systems that they had created. They knew how to send water to their crops and to their vineyards. They had figured all of that out. When you look at the Colosseum, you stand there and go, how the hell did they know how to do that back then? It's impossible for your mind to conceive. And so it occurred to me then that we created as a people this nation that was enlightened and had all the answers, and then, boom, we go into the Middle Ages, where people were throwing their excrement out into the streets and mixing it with all the water that they were drinking that brought the plagues. How do we fall from enlightenment, even from a technological point of view, into darkness once we have it? That is one of the things we're going to be looking at in depth on the Creating Change for the Collective weekend that's coming up, which, by the way, we have 4 spots left if anyone is still called to join us. Man, are we going to be doing some work for the world and for consciousness at this weekend? I guarantee you that. And it was just staggering to me that man, because of idealistic and religious standings, moved out of this place of enlightenment into this dark place where we forgot. I mean, it's a perfect analogy of, you know, the religious stories about how we forget and we move into the darkness. So again, I am enlightened. Let's just claim that, because we want to consistently give our DNA the messages, I am enlightened, I do remember. I am the power, the glory, and the kingdom. I am the way, the truth, and the light. That's who I am. Now, I'm going to tell you my favorite moment of the last 3.5 weeks, and then we're going to go to the callers. Again, I'm just taking you in line. I don't know who's going to be on the other line because Stephen can't be with us today. So my favorite moment, we were in one of the, I think it was Bamberg, Germany, and we went to visit this incredible church. I mean, you walked into some of these churches, guys, and all you could do was, oh my God. It was literally overwhelming. And overwhelming at the thought that they had the artistry to create what they did back then. And this, you have to understand, by this time, this is probably the 10th or 11th church we visited. And I walked out, and there was this little old lady, and her legs were wrapped, and she was sitting in front of the church with her cup. And, sorry, I get really moved thinking about her. And I walked over, and I put some Euro in her cup. And she looked up at me, and she said something from her heart in German that I couldn't understand. And, you know, I said Americano, American. And she went, oh. And then she touched her heart, and then she touched my heart. And then she made a gesture back and forth from our hearts to each other. You know, like it doesn't matter if you speak the language or we can communicate verbally. It doesn't matter at all. We communicate through our hearts. And every place I went, that was the same. Every place I went, all we want is to be loved and to feel safe and to know we're a part of each other. It was just an absolutely beautiful moment. And I'll tell you real quick, my second favorite moment, now this is out of all the churches and every place we visited, we were in yet another church, and I looked down, and there was this little 4 or 5 year old little boy, and he had a little towel, and he was sucking his thumb and stroking his nose with his towel, which is exactly what Gabrielle used to do when she was little. I went over to his brother and I said, "Please, can I take a picture of your brother here?" And he looked at me like I'd lost my nut. And he said, "Okay." And he instructed his little brother to suck his thumb and use his little Snuggie, and I took a picture, and I thought, you see, we're just, wherever we go, we're the same. We just all want those things of beauty and peace and love and connection with other hearts. That's all we want. And we have to lay down our swords in order to create that. All right, my beautiful people, we're going to go to the call, so make sure you give me your name when I click on you. Area code 256-473, you're on. Who is this, please?
Hi, this is Kimberly.
Hi, Kimberly. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you. What can I do for you today?
Yeah, I just want to know, and because I haven't asked any questions in about 3 or 4 years, just is anything going to perk up for my romantic life?
For your what?
Romantic life. Can you hear me?
For your romantic life. Yeah, I just couldn't. You're just a little fuzzy for me.
Oh.
When I say that's the right question, I get a no, Kimberly. So it's more about basically what the channel's saying is when you start loving yourself more, it will pick up right away and be in place for you. So where are you not loving yourself, baby?
I thought I was. I don't know.
Well, just tell me your stream of consciousness about men and relationships, and what happened with your parents? Let's go there.
Well, I mean, when it comes to my parents, they were 19 and 20. They really didn't know anything about love. They had a volatile relationship, so that's what that relationship is about. So,
okay. Somehow, this is the highest thing, somehow you've kind of accepted the responsibility for that. As anybody in the psychiatric field, guys, will tell you that children take on almost everything responsibility-wise for their parents. It's just a weird thing. So when you love yourself enough, and you're very close to it, this is kind of the last part of the puzzle that you need, Kimberly. You have to accept that that's who they were, that you chose to be born in to that family because you're here to experience the opposite of what they created with each other. You're
okay.
Here to attract and live with a person that loves and honors you in every way and that you create peace and joy with. But you can't do that if there's any fear lurking around that you're going to create the relationship that they had, because then you're going to push them away. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hold on, is there anything else? All right, so what's your job, Kimberly? If you want to create a great relationship, what do you do now?
I got to love myself.
Yeah, love yourself, accept the fact that you chose your parents so that you would know what you wanted to create even more.
Okay.
Okay? Thanks for calling in, honey. All righty, we're going to area code 716. The first digits are 205.
Hi, Dee, Susan.
Hi, baby.
Hi.
What's
going
on?
Tons of things. Oh, lots and lots. Had my first show. Lots of things going on. Pressure to get that done. Got it in.
About your art show, right?
Yes, got that in. Hooked up with a man that just a lot of chemistry going on there. Tons of chemistry. Unfortunately, he's married, so we walked away from each other. good thing, but bad timing. I don't know where that's going.
What do you mean bad timing?
He's married.
Okay, but that doesn't mean it's bad timing.
Well, I don't know what's going on.
Well, first of all these great things that, you know, your whole intention for the last year, Susan, has to be to get out there more, have more friends, socialize more, bring your life back, bring your joy back. And you've given me two things already that have done that, and your voice sounds unhappy to me. So,
yeah.
Well, I think you have to look at that. If you're going to be unhappy getting the stuff that you want, then ultimately you're either not going to create it or you're going to have to pay for it. And that's where we're going with this guy. You don't have to pay for stuff anymore. You don't have to pay for your happiness ever, guys. It is your divine right. So use this as a, wow, look, good for
me. It's out there.
I opened up this part
right,
of my
it's
life.
It's out there.
I opened up this part of my life. You know, now I just want to create a relationship with a guy who is available,
right? That's exactly where I'm going with that. In fact, that's what I've told myself. Because I know it's there. I know it's there.
Well, sure, you know it's there. You just created it.
Yeah, it's there.
You just it's like looking for a house. It's like, wow,
right.
I really like this house. The energy was great. I felt good in it.
Right.
But you know what? It's not big enough, or it's too far out, or, you know.
Right.
So
right.
Now I've got to add that part of what I want into the equation.
Right, right. So lots of other things, too. Lots of really good things are going on. Tons of things really good going on. I've created a lot of things. I think maybe I might be doing, I don't know, maybe too much stuff because.
Nope. No.
No?
What, your whole resistance, this is the highest thing, is I deserve all this.
Well, I've made myself, I'm sick, though.
Not because you're creating it all, because you're not accepting it all, Susan. There's a part of you that is fighting all this good stuff because you're still going, I'm not worthy, I'm not worthy. Hold on. I'm not worthy to receive it all.
Okay, because I've got
it, but I can't receive it, which is exactly what you did with the guy.
Okay, because like I've got a thing out for GoFundMe that nobody has seen. You know, to get the book going, and I don't even think you've gotten the message out there to get to get funds for the book and stuff. Nobody has seen it. I've talked to people on the message board of in the community, and nobody has seen it yet to get the book going.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about. So,
yeah,
but then
I've
been gone for 4 weeks, Susan.
Well,
but
I haven't
seen anything. First of all, let me be very clear with everybody. My job is to encourage you to do your own thing and get it out there, not do it for you. So,
no, I know that. I know that what I'm saying is that no one in the community, no one I've emailed or anything, has seen anything that, you know, I put out there.
Well, then you have to ask yourself why you are keeping it from being seen. Why are you keeping you from being seen? And it brings us back to the same thing, that I am ready, willing, and able to receive as my divine right all the good that I am creating. And so it is. There's nothing else, baby. And I got to move on, Susan. But that's it. They're saying that's what everything is about. So start inviting yourself to know that you're worth receiving everything you're creating. All right, honey? Stay in the flow.
Yeah.
Love you. Okay, we're going to area code 512. 589. Hi, you're on. Hello, area code 512. Are you there? All righty, I'll have to come back. Sorry, I know this is a little bit different than what y'all are used to out there. Stephen just wasn't available. All right, we're going to area code 917, and the first digits are 913. Hello, you're on.
Oh, hi, it's me. I thought it was Matthew because he called in before me. Hi, sweetheart. Congratulations.
Hey, sweetheart, how are you?
Well, I'm basically terrific. There's something I'm experiencing, which is a glitch in part of my development. So
I get a no about that. They don't like the word glitch. They like the word challenge.
Well, it is a challenge.
Okay. Well, so but can you feel energetically the difference between glitch and challenge?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I can.
All right. So proceed.
So I'm doing a film that it's taken me 15 months to get started. I was at all the callbacks. Even when I wasn't supposed to be, I've been there every inch of the way. And we're rehearsing yesterday, and my leading lady does not know her lines. And I'm waiting, and she has a gun at me, and I move to take it because that's a logical move. If you have a gun pointed at you, take the fucking gun. And she goes, wait a minute, you can't. I haven't done my moments yet. And it's like, so we start again, and I do the same thing. And it's almost like this film is about sex trafficking, and the guy's the villain, I'm the villain. And I feel, not totally, but I feel like, you know, I'm losing scenes, they're giving them to her. It's almost like the tyranny, and I am not, I am a liberal guy, but I feel like the tyranny of women. And I feel like.
Good God.
What?
I said, good God, Stephen.
Yeah, well.
I think you just looked at how you're perfectly creating this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
I want you to see that there's this little belief lurking under there that women are tyrannical. And they're
sometimes
accepting those as the highest words. So if there is a belief like that in place, you're going to have to play that out somehow. You're going to have to create that happening.
I understand what you're saying.
If you go, I don't deserve something, you're going to live a life of perspectives that people around you don't honor you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if you have a belief that women are tyrannical, then when you deal with strong women, you are going to feel that they take your power away from you.
I've worked great with so many women directors, but this is like, I mean, it's almost, you know, it's I mean, and I am pro.
But she's not
woman.
Directing, is she?
Well, you know what? She's been late to even the director. They all show up late to every rehearsal, and things like that just push my buttons. I'm sorry, whether I'm wrong or right. There's a certain idea.
So there's a lot of judgment going on, is what you're saying.
Well, yeah, there is. I mean, I don't like people. I don't like waiting around for an hour while people decide to show up to rehearse.
Well, I think it's more that you're being taken advantage of, Stephen. It feels like, and I'm with you because I'm an actor, it feels like they're not responsible. But in essence, they're not being responsible to you. They're not honoring your time. So if the director and everybody else shows up late, and that's the way they do it, that's kind of an accepted thing, then play the game. But you see, you can't do that. You won't like yourself if you show up late.
Right. I will not like myself if I show up. And what she was doing at rehearsal yesterday was homework. Because once you get with another actor, you just react. You don't go, no, I have to do this moment, and this moment, and this moment, and this moment.
Well, that's not necessarily true. That's not necessarily true. We're talking about a play, are we?
No, a movie.
A movie. Okay. I have to tell you, Stephen, that I never walk on a set knowing what I'm going to do, ever.
I believe that. Right.
Every single thing you saw in E.T., I never planned anything out because I had to find what the moment was. And sometimes I think what's bothering you is that she's not acknowledging your moments. And when you're two actors in a scene, then, you know, you have to do your give and take. They're stopping me because they're saying, how many scenes has she taken away from you? They want you to stand back and be objective and say, really, is that a true statement?
A couple of scenes.
And how has she taken them away? This applies to everybody, by the way. This is
okay.
We're talking about how the world works here, not just a movie that he's doing. So,
well, one of the scenes was me coming in the morning and me showing a light side. I play sex trafficker. And I'm actually ready to move on from those kind of roles. I think I have done them for a while. And I had a light moment where I go in and bring the girls breakfast and we all eat like pigs. And it was sort of fun. And now she said, oh, you know what, I'll give this to the actress's name. Oh, she doesn't even know. I mean, it's like, why? You know, I thought it was important to show another side.
Well, did you state why you wanted to keep it?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Okay. And what was the answer?
No.
Why? You see, because the director has an overview of the whole piece, honey.
No,
so
I realize that. I realize
maybe
that.
He doesn't want any part of you to be a nice guy. I don't know, Stephen, but the core, they're telling me to go to a core belief to sum all this up. And this, by the way, is for most people listening right now. This page here. Yeah, and you stated it. I'm scared to death. Okay. Well, the statement is written, I'm scared to death to go, but actually it's I'm scared to death to commit to this. And so everybody listen to those words. I'm scared to death to commit to what I've chosen to do.
Wow.
And I'm part of that is you expressed it as, you know, I think I'm done playing these roles. I've played too many of them.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Well, you have to go, okay, fine. If I don't want to play any more of them, then next time I won't. But this time I'm committing all the way.
Oh, I am. I feel I am committing all the way.
I know you feel that, but they're telling you there's this little part of you that is fighting it because you think you've become kind of typecast in this stuff, Stephen. And that's why it was so important for you to keep that lighter scene because it showed a different side of something that you're doing. This has to do with Susan's guy, too. So a lot of times in the creation process, everybody, what happens is we say, this is what I want, and then we create it not fully in place with everything that we actually want so that we can go, oh, my God, I didn't even realize this was going on, and it is.
So what do I do?
Commit. Okay. Commit, accept everybody, throw a lot of love at her, and, you know that everybody's on your side, Stephen. This is a pattern. Know that everybody's on your side, that nothing is personal. See, you're starting to take it all personal, and then and then you, all your stuff comes back in. Okay.
I think that's part of, if you work with your feelings, you might take some stuff personally, for sure. I mean,
we're challenged. Any artist is challenged because we're working with the heart of who we are when we're working, and that's why you have to separate it when you get to the business part of it. You just have to.
Right.
All right, darling. Thank you. That served a lot of people there.
I love you.
You too. Bye.
Welcome back.
Thank you. Oh, so good to be back. And we're going to area code 310-999. Hi, you're on the air.
It's Patty.
Hi, Patty. How are you, baby?
I'm very, very good.
Good.
I just want to, I'm not sure if I'm falling out. Things were really, really good, and then I'm hit with a lot of things breaking, and every day I
What do you mean, things breaking?
Like my TV, my computer, my phone.
Okay, all the electronics.
Right, electronics. And so, and I'm still doing repairs around the house from the tenants that just moved out. And then I direct my energy in the morning, and yet my money fell out, or it slowed down.
Well, okay. Oh, guys, I'm going to say this and say it and say it. So everybody stop what you're doing and listen. Things are not falling out. You are under the misguided understanding that this work or any creation work means you are never challenged by anything. That's not a truth. You are a physical being in a three-dimensional world. You're going to be challenged. What you do with that challenge is what creates you being less challenged. But you're always going to be challenged.
Okay.
So, I mean, every caller today, and I'm wagging my finger here a little bit. Every caller today, I've been, hey, how are you? Well, I'm good, but. So
I am good.
Well, now I hear it, Patty.
Yeah, no,
but
no.
But you see, that's what we do. Oh, my God, you know, I've been creating financial flow, and according to, you know, in comparison to this time last year, I'm so much better. I'm so much happier. I'm so much more in control of my life. But, you know, this is happening, so I must be freaking screwing up here. That's not true. Things
okay.
are going to happen. Now, they want to go to the mechanical stuff, the electronic stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Book, give me a song.
It's a Small World.
Okay. Basically, this is the highest, most correct, most complete. Basically, the electronics are shutting down on you. Oh, my God, does this make sense? Holy hell, because you are in fear of the greatness and the bigness that you see you can create yourself as in this world. And so you're holding yourself small in order to stay safe. And when you do that, of course, all the electronics that allows you to, and this goes back to Susan again, to get your stuff out there and be seen more and communicate more. All of that stuff is going to kind of shut down on you in some way, because you are in fear of your greatness and your expansion. Now, there's something they want to add to that, your greatness and expansion into freedom. And this is for all of us. So everybody focus we're all claiming, I am divine love, and I accept and allow me moving and growing into the greatness of freedom that I am. Okay, and again, they're showing me the angel and the soldier with the sword. You don't have to fight anymore. You simply have to create. But in order to do that, you must allow yourself to move into and experience the greatness of the God that you are.
Thank you.
Wow. Well, that was for all of us. Thank you. Much love, honey.
Thank you. Love you.
Okay, I've got a Skype caller here. Is somebody on Skype? It's 111111. Speak up if you're on Skype. Hello? 111111. Anybody there? Okay, I'm sorry. I have to move on. And we're going to 678, area code 796. Hello,
hi,
you're on the air. Hi.
Yes. This is Anne. Hi, Dee. You're so welcome back. Welcome back.
Thank you. It's so good to be back.
Oh, it's good to have you back. Love you. And a hi from Jeannie. She couldn't get on the call, but she said if I should get on to tell you that. Anyway,
no, thank you.
Yeah, I am doing it. I'm jumping into the unknown with joy in investing, and I've gotten onto some programs that I trust. I'm following my intuition, and I've got the recommendations I'm going to jump into even more fully on Monday, and I'm feeling good about it. Have been having some feelings coming up of anger, and it so ties into what you're saying, because like I have this little child there, and the resistance came up, and I'm yelling no all around the world, and these guards are standing there against whatever's going to come at me. And then Jesus reaches down and grabs my hand and takes me up to fly around the universe in the stars. So how pretty is that?
It's beautiful. It's a beautiful analogy that you all create. You can see the guards with the swords. You can invite yourself to know and experience that the Christ energy and the Buddha energy and the God energy and all the angels and ETs and all energy are lifting you up and working with you to create exactly what you want. Now, I want to talk to you for a minute about investments. That's what you're talking about, right?
Absolutely. I'm investing my Roth IRA.
Okay, and you have received direction and
I've signed up for some programs. I've looked through a lot of different things, and I signed up for some that's totally switched around the way I look at things, and I can see some of the fallacies in how I've been holding it before, and I'm willing to give this a try.
Okay, and those are the words I was waiting for, give this a try. Give this a try with clear direction.
Yes, yes. I'm educating myself this time. I've looked at a lot of different perspectives. I'm just not flying by the seat of my pants. In fact, he says to invest by intuition is not too smart. To get some basics. Yeah.
Well, I would agree with that. And I think the whole picture is to use both.
Yes, that's what I'm doing. I use my intuition.
Yeah,
to
I get a yes
on
that.
And the people I trust. And I'm doing intuition coaching as well. And a lot of it is about trusting myself.
Yeah. And that's where it comes in. The success of what you're doing with the investments in depends largely on not only trusting yourself, but trusting the world.
Yes,
financially.
Yes, that's where I was so out before. I've been out of the market for 2 years, and until your program, where I heard a different, and I started changing my paradigm around all that.
Do you subscribe to The Motley Fool?
I have in the past. I don't right now.
Okay, because I know a lot of people, well, trust their advice. So, but my deal is working with energy. And they're saying be vigilant about staying on top of your trust and your clear direction. That I'm not hoping that this all works out well. I'm directing it to. And I am asking all energy to come in and create a really successful and lucrative retirement income for me through these investments.
Well, the joy of it, Dee, is I don't really need it. I'll probably let it go in my trust. But it's my money. I want to play with it. I don't want to be afraid of it. I don't want to fear loss. So it's an energy thing more than it is even anything else. And,
indeed. And that's why
that's why it's my last stronghold out there. And the thing that I'm doing now that's different is I put stop losses on everything, which gives me a feeling of safety. I'm not waiting for it to fall through the bottom like I have in the past.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, they're giving me some very good tools about how to go in with minimal losses and a lot of upside for gains.
Yes, and again, we want you to hold your attention on the gains.
Yes, absolutely.
On seeing and, you know, running through daisies, running through daisies with rainbows over her, throwing money up in the air going, whoopee!
Yeah, and I see it just, you know, pouring down and taking baths in it. And I've done well with money and my attitude about it in most places. This was like the last stronghold. And the stop losses, I had my first stop loss, and I celebrated it. It's like instead of feeling bad that there was a loss, it's like, yay, I did it. I said it, and I stopped me from going down further. So, you know, it's like one
good
of the coaches I had was talking about equanimity. While I ride up and down on the roller coaster, I can stay there and just kind of watch the show. And the same with the gains and losses on the market. You know, I don't have to ride them up and down with my moods.
Well, and I think if everybody just listened to Ann's words, this is kind of what we're talking about the whole show. This is what everybody is, you know, stand back, be objective, watch the changes, see what we might call the ups and downs, stay objective, and keep directing the energy toward what you want.
Yeah, she's calling it unwavering intention, and instead of sending your order, taking it back, sending it out. I just keep remembering equanimity and unwavering intention.
That's right. Just keep seeing it the way you want it to be in. Thanks for calling in, honey.
Thank you.
Love you. Bye-bye. All right, we're going to area code 404-901. You're on the air.
Hello. Hi, Dee.
Hello. Who is it?
Hi, Tamika.
Baby, I can't hear you. Yeah, I can hear you, but you're cutting in and out. Who is this?
Tamika.
Tamika, hi. What can I do for you?
Hi, I have just a little situation. And I, can you hear me?
I can. I would prefer you to take it off of speakerphone.
Okay, I thought the speaker was helping out then. Okay, I just had a situation with my family, and then, you know, we pretty much solved that. And my boyfriend is saying how I told him that I needed a couple of days, you know, to cool off or whatever. And I know that I did not tell him that. And when he said that, it kind of like opened up, you know, a lot of an argument with me and him. And then it went from, you know, well, you're not going to see me every day. And, you know, anytime I've always seen him every day, unless there's like some issue of where he's like pushing back. And I'm
just
trying
to... In a nutshell, Tamika, what's your question?
I guess, like, the situation with him and I, is it, I'm just trying to find out, like, is it me that's like, or is it pretty much like him, a situation that's going on with him while he's wanting to push back?
Well, you know, guys, it's always you. That's my answer to you always. Whether you've created a guy that's pushing back, you've still brought him in, so it's still you. Are you with me?
Yes, I'm with you.
Okay. All right. When I say, well, it's not the right question. Oh, okay. The right question is, are you totally on board with this relationship? I get a yes for you. When I say he's totally on board with the relationship, I get a no. And then they're offering the information that they're scared, or he's scared. Now, again, Kamika, you're your highest answer. So if this does not resonate with you, then you need to say that. We need to talk further. But he's scared. He's scared of the commitment. Does that resonate with you?
Yes, because we used to see each other every day. And now it's like he's, you know, just when that situation happened, well, it was just like the second time, you know, and it's like when that situation happened, he was like, okay, because he told me he was working a half a day. And then it goes from, you know, not working a half a day to, you know, having to work a whole day. And it's like now he's
okay,
like trying to push off on him.
So there's also a level of trust where you're not believing him now.
No.
That true?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Well, if you don't trust him, baby, where is this relationship going to go? It can't go up if you don't trust him. And if he's doing things that are creating the reality of that, because sometimes we don't trust people, and it's our stuff. But if he's doing stuff literally that's creating you not being able to trust him, then you've got to look at that.
I think it's me because of, like, past situations that I've had, and I've been trying not to let those come up in this situation. But like you said, now with the fear of committing, and it's like, how can you have fear of commitment now when this is what you said you wanted?
Well, you've heard that what they're giving me is the phrase, actions speak louder than words.
Okay.
So are his actions overall telling you that he wants to commit?
Yes.
Okay. Then maybe you need to give him some space.
Okay.
And you, oh, okay. So this is the second thing. You can't need him to define who you are. Do you understand?
Yeah.
So, in other words, Kamika doesn't need him to be present and be there for her all the time in order for her to know that she's awesome and great and secure in the world.
Okay.
So, the stronger you get, the more he feels like he can be free, because the purpose of a relationship is not to take the freedom away from each other. It's to be together and allow both of you to experience the freedom. Do you understand?
Okay.
Okay.
Rising
higher. Yeah, those are the two things that you need to address. And just, if you can, again, guys, stand back and become objective about things. You're going to get a lot further if you can remove yourself emotionally. Okay?
Okay.
All right, darling. Good luck.
Okay. Thanks.
And we're going to area code 661-748. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Oh, hi. It's Tasha.
Oh, hi, Tasha. Didn't we have a good time in Amsterdam?
We did. That was the dinner of a lifetime. Yum. Best cauliflower
Indeed.
Ever.
Yeah, we really had a good time.
Yeah, it was lovely. It's a shame you didn't stay longer, but you can always come back sometime.
Oh, for sure I'll be back. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Loved Amsterdam. So what can I help you with?
I'm wondering about something. I'm sort of experiencing, I guess also what we talked about in Amsterdam, you said I've kind of removed myself from society. I tend to kind of keep people at a distance. And I've noticed that I've started doing that sort of, not aggressively, but, well, certainly assertively at work. I feel like, you know, I've gone through these cycles in my life where I'm like, okay, now it's enough, now this is too familiar, and now I'm going to ditch it. And it's almost as if the familiarity is bothering me more than anything that's actually going on.
Well, good. You're conscious of that. That means there's just a lot of memory in the water and in your DNA of you that you have to reprogram. Because you've made great strides in bringing yourself out in the last year. Isn't that true, Tasha?
Yes.
Okay. So, again, here is kind of what's going on within the show, that fear of moving out into the greatness and bigness of who we can be. You have to trust the world to do that, guys. You have to trust the world that, you know, the places that shit on you before were your imagination, perception, and or creation, and you are directing that in an entirely different way now to be on your side, to honor you, to love you, to support you in moving into the greatness and expansion of the God that you are. So that's what it's about, and there's one more thing, and they're taking me to core belief. Hold on, this page here. Yeah, when I'm loved, I'm depressed. When I'm loved, I'm left alone. When I'm loved, everybody abandons me. So in other words, the better things get, the more cut off I feel.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, and that's it for everybody that's called in. So I'm getting what I want. I'm getting what I want. Look at what a great creator I am. I'm getting what I want. Oh. Oh, now I've got to create something happening. You know, he's married, or I don't feel like I want to be a part of the group again. Or my electronics are falling out, or, you know, it's all about us. Every single caller, and I want you to know, everybody that I'm not going to get to, because it's the end of the show, that's what it's about. Claim and allow and accept the expansion into the greatness that you have created already. And so it is. All right, baby. Thanks for calling in for that one. What a great end to the show.
Thank you. Love you.
Love
you.
All right, guys. I want to remind you that half price privates for August. I have offered them on the e-blast. If you are interested at all, let us know either through IMD Wallace or Conscious Creation. Half price privates for August. And let us know if you want to join us for the weekend. We're out of here. I'm over. I love you. Go love yourselves and be the gods that you are, babies.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And don't forget, you can hear Dee every week on the Al Cole People of Distinction Network, compliments of Live 365 Radio and Women's Radio. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.